Once again, I come to you hoping that we have some words that will be of encouragement, and more importantly, that they will help us to learn better how to serve our Lord so that we can be pleasing unto Him and we can be a help to His brethren, those who we gather with. I want to talk today about trust and hope. In the past several weeks, we've had a very difficult and trying time, and the things that are going on seem to indicate it may be a while before things get back to normal. In addition to this, we have many who have suffered tragedy and loss in the past, and they now deal with the ongoing difficulties that it has brought into their life. Two areas of spiritual interest come to mind as I think about such events and how we may handle them: trust and hope. While many in the world would think these things strange to consider following a tragedy, the one who is familiar with God's Word will probably turn to these ideas very readily. Let's consider a few things in this regard. First, worldly trust will fail. If we trust only in the mechanisms of this physical world, we will almost always be disappointed in the long run. Our friends, our family, even our brethren certainly mean well, but sometimes they fall short of actually helping with our difficulties. This doesn't mean we should stop trying to help those who are suffering, but that we should understand our help will not bring immediate change to their lives. Remember, Paul says we are comforted so that we might comfort others. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in our affliction so that we will be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Platitudes and kind phrases may sound helpful, but often they seem empty, especially when they're given by those who quickly return to their own life and expect those in sorrow to do the same. As others have said, sometimes just being there is the best help we can offer. But God will never fail. Putting our trust in God will bring healing and relief to those who suffer. God knows more about what we need than any other can. He literally sees all and is always a very present help in trouble. The psalmist filled many a page with thankfulness to God for His watch and care, and with pleas to Him for help in times of struggle and suffering. Time and again we read in Scripture of God providing support and comfort to those who are in need. We need to learn to put our trust in God, to know deep within our very being that He will see us through. He will always be ready to lift us up from the depth of sorrow and pain. This trust is more than a mere expression of belief that He exists. It is putting our whole life in His hands by committing to a life of submission and sacrifice to Him. It is letting go of the world and all its plans and schemes and committing to follow only the commands and teachings left for us by God's inspired spokesman. If we want God to be with us, we must first be with Him. James tells us, draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. We need to trust in God. But we also must consider that without hope, we will fail. Along with the trust, we must have hope. We need something to work towards. We need hope if we are to survive. One who has no hope will never get very far in any endeavor because they have no reason to try. And again, we must consider that the hope of the world around us is based upon things that will ultimately fail. Often heard are stories of lost fortunes and broken dreams. Storms demonstrate the frailty of our infrastructure and dwellings. Many plan for decades for a time of retirement and relaxation in their older years, only to have those plans crushed by market changes or natural disaster. hope based upon the things of this world will leave us disappointed at some point. Paul warned that even our hope in Christ, if it's only in regard to this life, is sad. If we have hoped in Christ in this life only, we are of all men most to be pitied. We need to have hope based in God. When our hope is based in God and His Word, it will never fail. It's a hope that goes beyond the deteriorating world around us to reach into the eternal heaven. Hope in God cannot fail, for God cannot fail. He is eternal. His power and His glory are beyond all that we might imagine. How blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, the psalmist tells us, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them. This hope will move us beyond the dangers and suffering of this world. It will set our minds not on a nice place to spend our final years in peace, but on eternity that awaits once this world is gone. It anchors our very being in a place that can never be shaken, much less be destroyed. Peter connects this hope with action and tells us this hope will be evidenced in our life. In 1 Peter 1:13, therefore prepare your minds for action. Keep sober in spirit. Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. This hope will guide our decisions and our relationships. This hope in God and eternity will not seek after this world's goods, but after good from God's Word. It is this kind of hope that Paul expected those he instructed through Timothy to gain. He said, instruct them to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, storing up for themselves the treasures of a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is life indeed. Jesus instructed in a similar manner as he spoke to his followers on the mount, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. We need to place our trust and hope in the Creator. When we place our trust and hope in His hands, we can know that it will not fail. When He is the anchor of our existence, we can weather any storm that life may send our way. Pain, persecution, loss, sickness, death hold no sway over us, for we know that they are only temporary and we are all about eternity with God. They will still hurt our physical being, but our spirit will soar above those hurts, knowing that they can do no permanent damage. Where is your trust? Where is your hope? It is my desire that these short audio lessons are of benefit to you, that they will help you in your study of the Word of God and in strengthening your faith in Him. I appreciate you taking the time to listen. Thank you very much.